how do we really get through to kids who are headed down the path to trouble? Well, there's a group of artists in the Flint area who believe the answer is spoken word and visual art. The Share Art Project has been bringing artists together with young offenders. This is a collaborative effort among artists at the Buckham Gallery and the Genesee Valley Regional Center who are working with these young offenders. Shelley Spivak is a Buckham board member who chairs the program. So good to have you with us, Shelley.
Thanks for inviting us.
As you see these youngsters become exposed to spoken word and to the visual arts, what kind of changes do you begin to see?
We see a huge change. It may not be a change in that, you know, all of a sudden they are law-abiding citizens who never get in trouble again. The change we see is a change in their demeanor, in their ability to focus, a change in their ability to get along with their peers, and a change in their ability to get along with the supervision and the direction within the institution itself. Those are some of the kinds of changes that both we have seen as well as the staff at GVRC have seen.
And what about the artists who are working with these youngsters? How has this affected them?
I think it affects the artists almost more than it affects the kids. Each of the artists who's worked with us has had an overwhelming change in how they see themselves as artists and how they see the world. It's been a life-changing experience for everyone involved. Working with these kids who other people may see as hopeless or, you know, having no potential, things like that, working with them and seeing the amazing abilities that these kids have has really given each of the artists a new focus in life and in their ability to view them, and then their views of themselves and how they view their art.
I'm speaking with Shelley Spivak, who is part of the Share Art Project, a collaborative effort in the Flint area between the Buckham Gallery artists and the Genesee Valley Regional Center, GVRC, working with young offenders. And Shelley, as you were working over these past 3 years with these youngsters, you noticed the boys tended to take to the visual arts and the girls favored spoken word?
Yeah. What we did was we had a pilot project for 3 months in 2011. What we saw was the boys responded much more favorably to the visual arts. They were very reticent and hesitant to really embrace the concept of spoken word. The girls, on the other hand, embraced the concept of spoken word wholeheartedly. They wrote, and they wrote. They wrote in class. They wrote back in their rooms with notebooks we gave them. And they came ready to share and ready to really use the opportunity to get out what was in their feelings and what was in their heart. The boys, you know, were not so eager to do this. So, you know, that's one of the big things that we noticed after the first session. We also noticed that putting the boys and girls together was not a good idea, that the girls who are in the juvenile justice system have a lot of issues relating to past abuse and past sexual abuse. And they needed a safe space in which to explore these issues and to be able to write freely.
Shelley, I can only imagine in these 3 years that Share Art's been going on, you have met some very gifted young people. Are there particular artists or pieces that have really, really touched you?
Yeah, there are. You know, we have created 3 books of work. The first was boys and girls, and the second 2 were just the girls. Collections of the spoken word poetry. And what we've done the last time is included a piece by each of the girls. We've also had exhibits of the kids' artwork, and we're going to have our 3rd exhibit. But back to what you're asking, like, when I look back and I read these collections, tears come to my eyes almost, because I remember the kids who wrote these, and I can see them. And some of the stuff that they wrote, we have had, you know, amazingly gifted kids in there. They are all gifted in one way or another, but some of them have written things that, if you read it without realizing it, that it came from a detention center, you would have thought it was, you know, written by, you know, a gifted adult poet or something like that.
What about in the time now, in this, now that you've got 3 years of working with these youngsters, have you seen children dramatically change the course of their lives because of being exposed to visual art or spoken word?
Yeah, you know, there's one example that I can give. There was a young lady who I had previously encountered because in my role as a referee, I had locked her up on Christmas Eve. And so she remembered me and I remembered her. She was then again in the detention center and worked with us on the spoken word project. And she was one of the girls who really, really took to the idea of writing and wrote profusely. After she was released from the detention center, she went to a residential treatment program, and I was able to keep in contact with her through her probation officer. And she wrote me a letter that was just, you know, amazing, telling me that spoken word changed her life, that the ability to express in writing what she had gone through and to know that somebody was listening, you know, made her able to progress and to continue. And I kept in touch with her probation officer, found out that she came back to the community, graduated high school with honors. So, you know, that's kind of like a story that really, you know, shows that this really can touch people and it really can have an effect on how their lives can be improved.
Share Art will be exhibiting the artwork and writing of these young people this Friday, April 11th. That exhibit will be at the Buckham Gallery in Flint. And we've been speaking with Shelley Spivak, who is a board member at Buckham, but as you mentioned, a family court referee since 2002. So seeking to use visual art and the spoken word to change young lives. Shelley, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the chance to tell your audience about what we're doing in Flint.